Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
No, Jeremy. No, no, no.
What?
First, Vanilla Ice. No, the Beastie Boys were not black.
I didn't think that. I didn't know they were Jewish, but I definitely knew they were white. Rob was going back and forth with so many people that said, we all thought that. And Rob's like, who's we all?
Yeah, who? Every Gen Xer. Did you poll the Gen Xers? Because I missed that one. I didn't vote. And I normally vote. I didn't vote. That one missed me. I'm a Gen Xer. I didn't think that he was Blick. Who did you have last night? I know he asked this after the show. I didn't see you.
I had the Chargers.
Yeah, I had the Chargers, yeah. Too. Chargers was charged. They didn't charge you last
Why
night.
Why does Joe have his name on my bracket? You're not supposed to write your name on mine where it says name. Joe?
Oh, he just Why does he have, and he has your name on mine. I'm Jeremy.
Look what I did. I put Joe Remy.
I don't know how to put Big Rob out of Jeremy.
Big Rob? That's what you were going to put?
No, I already made the picks. Don't worry about it. I just crossed it out, Joe.
Joe, it's not that big of a deal,
Joe?
But we needed to point out
that why are you coming over here?
Yeah, you had made a mistake.
That was a little aggressive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Miami at Atlanta. Who you have?
I honestly think Miami keeps this close, but I'm taking Atlanta to win.
I have Atlanta. I don't care how close it is. I think Atlanta wins this game. I kind of like Atlanta. It's like a little fun to watch. Mm-hmm. They got a little spice.
Yeah, when they're at home. Don't watch them on the road because they suck.
Jets at Cincinnati.
Man, Cincinnati, I've said this multiple times. They have no business being favored by 6.5 points over any team in this league. I don't care that it's the Jets, but yeah, Cincinnati wins.
I remember the time last year you all said the Saints were upstart. And then earlier this year you said the Jets look a little bit better.
Yeah, they were upstart, but they were down finished.
Yeah. Yeah, Cincinnati's going to destroy them on Sunday. They have. You'll see why they're 6.5 point favorites. Cleveland at New England. I'm going New England in this one, Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm taking the Patriots in the Belichick Bowl. I feel like, you just talked about it yesterday, that Gabriel hasn't been playing all that well. I think they've graded him on a curve just because of the situations. But, yeah, I think New England's a better team.
Jackson Dart takes his show on the road to Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts and company. Who you got on this one?
Remember when y'all had done this thing the other time and beat us, and we were really embarrassed by it? This is where you get your ass whooped.
You comeuppance?
Yes. The Eagles win this game. They win this game big. And on top of that, Cam Scatabo, who was huge, right, in that win against the Eagles. They were talking about him. He had a couple touchdowns. He just running roughshod, heads wobbling all over the place. Under 55.5 yards. They were going to take some pride in this and shut his ass down.
We had Ray Rice at my school the other day, and the kids asked him who was the best current running back in the league, and they start chanting Cam Scatabo. Greg side-mouthed,
he should have.
He's good, but no, he's the best. Crazy?
I think I could name 15 to 20 running backs better than him right now.
Well, you know how it is. He's not a minority.
He's an avalanche.
Exactly.
He's a white thing that runs downhill.
I'm going Eagles in this one as well. Buffalo at Carolina. I think Buffalo goes on the road and gets off the snide and rights the ship against the Panthers, especially they have no what's the starting quarterback?
Bryce Young.
Yeah, he's gone. Bryce Young is
They got the old Red Rocket out there.
Yeah.
Or Red Rifle. Which one is he?
Red Rocket for dogs.
Is Andy Dalton's got one of those,
that's
too?
That's a dog. No, Red Rifle.
It's different. Buffalo's coming off their bye. They are the better team. I think Carolina might be a live dog to cover. I'm not betting the game, full disclosure, but I think Buffalo wins.
San Francisco at Houston. Who you got there?
This is the one where I'm bucking it, and I can't even give you a really good reason why I think this happens, because Nico Collins is banged up. I don't know who he's throwing to. CJ Stroud's a little nicked up as well. I am taking Houston at home, and I can't give you a good reason why outside of I'm just fading the public.
Because you bumped your head. That's why San Francisco going to destroy them at 1 o'clock on Sunday. I don't know what you're thinking about. Speaking of destroying, Tampa Bay going to go into New Orleans and absolutely turn the lights out. You know, like they did in the Super Bowl when the Ravens were up big. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, the lights are going to get turned out, but New Orleans is going to want to be doing it. New Orleans is going to win this game. Tampa Bay every year struggles in New Orleans. Now, I do miss saying, hey, we get to see Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore go at it, because neither one of them are in this game. One's on another team. One's hurt. But New Orleans at home, they're a much better team than you want to give them credit for. They are not good. But at home, they win this game outright. I'll take your 4 points.
You're going to die on that New Orleans hill 2 years in a row.
They win.
Dallas Cowboys at the Denver Broncos. I think we both like the Cowboys in this one.
Don't tell me that. Rashawn's
already on hold.
Yeah, hold on. You can go to him if you want. He just texted me. So let me guess, you picking the Ravens this week, but going to pick against the Cowboys. Shake my head. Maybe the Fed should pay you a visit next. Does that mean I know something then? That I know the Cowboys are going to lose? Rashawn, I think the Cowboys win this week, man.
Yeah.
I've been saying, believe it or not, the more and more I've watched them, I think their defense is an issue, but I think their offense is special.
It's very good. It's fun to watch.
I think the Denver Broncos are being highly overvalued, yeah. And honestly, I think the Cowboys are being undervalued.
I think Cowboys going to take care of business. Dak Prescott has another one. Good game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tennessee at Indianapolis. Yeah. I think Indiana Jones takes care of it. Keep it moving.
This is a 2-touchdown game.
All right. Green Bay at Pittsburgh.
So I'm not a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. I'm not a fan of many year, but I don't think they're good. And I thought I was going to be all over the Packers. But how? If you look at the Packers, they've been average at best. They play down to the level of their opponent. And now you've got a Pittsburgh Steelers team that just got embarrassed on national TV by the Cincinnati Bengals. They've had 10 days to get ready for this game. And you've got Green Bay coming off of a game in Arizona and the second leg of a road trip to play Sunday night football against Pittsburgh. I agree with Lee. Wrong team's favorite. Steelers win.
That sounds good. Those kids, those dudes in Green Bay here, how important it is to beat Aaron Rodgers. They're going to go to Pittsburgh, take care of business, beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Chicago Bears travel to the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson, if he plays, Ravens win 24-23.
I've got Ravens 37-20. I don't think you're going to see many, if any, punts from the Ravens. I think they're going to throw it in, run it in, move it up and down the field on them. I don't know that it necessarily means they're back, but for one instance, on a Sunday against an inferior team, and I don't care that they've won four games in a row, getting healthy, I think the running game shows out and the offense carries them, and you see Caleb Williams struggle a little bit.
Julian in West Baltimore has a prediction. What's up, Julian?
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
Doing well.
If Lamar plays 31-17, if he don't play 31-10,
the other way?
The Ravens lose. Yes, the other way.
Right. Thanks a lot, Julian. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Man, we finally put some respect on your team's name.
I picked them last week.
So did I.
Okay.
I picked them against Washington. You think everybody hates your team because we pick against them when it's the right time to pick against them.
No, but y'all not respecting this high-power offense they got now.
We just said the offense was special. How much you want me to respect them, man? Come on, bro.
Yeah, but
I don't wear a cowboy onesie like you.
Hey.
I don't wear it either.
By the way, CeeDee Lamb under 6.5 receptions on Sunday. He's going to get that Patrick Surtain treatment. He'll get his catches. He ain't going to get 7 of them.
Hey, but don't y'all think what this wide receiver duo, Pickens and Lamb, like, I haven't seen a duo like this since, like, Chris Carter and Randy Moss, honestly, man. Like honestly, they need to re-sign Pickens. He's really the number one, in my opinion.
You mean what the Dolphins did a couple of years ago wasn't similar?
With Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle?
Yeah.
Or
that was cool. I mean,
or what the Lions did recently wasn't similar?
Or how about Cincinnati, since they have two number ones
exactly
there?
I mean, it's up there. I would say this is the top five wide receiver duo that I've seen in a long time.
How about Puka and Devontae Adams out in L.A.?
That's cool. They all right. They all right, but it ain't picking the Lamb, though. Like, I didn't know really Pickens was this good, though.
He's talking about this like it's some issues. Fancy Mid-Eastern restaurant. Pickens and Lamb. Like, what are you talking? It doesn't – they're good receivers, man, but how many games have they played together? Two?
Two, yeah. But I know the defense sucked though. So, but if the Cowboys can keep putting up like 40 to 45 points every game, and they squeeze their way in the playoffs, this is like the greatest show on turf part two. Honestly, like watching this offense.
Well, you know the greatest show on turf had a Hall of Fame running back. Who's yours?
Oh, we got Javonte.
He's playing well, but he ain't no Hall of Fame running back.
Yeah. Like they say, man. Offense win games and. Hold on, offense win championships, something.
Defense.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, somebody said something. But it's got to be your bowl.
Yeah, I messed that up. But on the Ravens pick real quick, man, I'm kind of nervous about that because watching the tape on that Bears offense, when they sliced up the Cowboys defense, man, like even with Lamar playing, I think it's going to be a close game than people think, though. I'm surprised, Jeremy, with that score you got, too.
When Lamar's played, they've scored 40, 38, 31, and 20 when they had their bad game against the Chiefs. And by the way,
the defense sucks.
Okay.
The defense. And Marlon Humphreys, man, he's going to get sliced up. He's the one that, like, I thought Trayvon Diggs was bad, but Marlon must be like, he's like the worst Alabama cornerback in the league.
You know what's funny, Rashawn? It was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, you had Trayvon Diggs going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because he led the league in interceptions, and we kept trying to tell you.
He's not good.
He's not good.
Right. The reason that they lead the league in interceptions is they throw at him. But Rashawn, you did say my favorite thing today. If the Cowboys have the greatest offense in the history of the NFL, they might get to the playoffs. He said if they score 40 to 45 points every game. Are you kidding me?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.